I'm Melanie Maceras with Oregon OSHA, and with me today is Tony Crow. He's worked for Texas Utilities for over 20 years, and he was injured in an accident, but it didn't happen in the workplace. So, Tony, why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Hunting was my love. I loved to hunt when I wasn't working, and my son and I loved to hunt together. He was 17 at the time in 2003. And we decided to go for a quail hunt in West Texas, and my son accidentally shot me in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun at about 25 yards, and it blinded me instantly.
So a lot of people might be wondering, well, how does this relate to workplace safety?
Well, actually going while we were on that trip, I made fun of some guys that were that we just passed going down the highway that had orange shirts and orange caps on, the hunter orange, where their hunting partner could be more visible. And I told my son those guys must be city slicker bird hunters because they went out and bought orange, because my way of thinking was, you know, you don't need that stuff, it's not important. But then I think about it later, and the orange shirts and orange caps that hunters wear is the same thing in the workforce is PPE that I had wore so many times where I worked for 26 years at the coal-fired power plant, but I didn't think about it like that. And then I wore safety glasses every day for 26 years where I worked. But when I would leave work, I'd never put a pair of safety glasses on. And well, after I was shot, the doctor, my wife asked the doctor, after they operated on my eyes and couldn't restore any vision, if my husband would have had safety glasses on, would it have blinded him? And he said, no, it would not have blinded him. He said the safety glasses today would have reflected those BBs off his eyes. And the only thing I know is physically is wrong with me today is I'm blind. So I tell people that that's where we make the mistake. We're safe at work, but then when we leave work, we leave it at work.
When you look back on what happened, why do you think you weren't thinking that way? Why weren't you applying what you were doing at work to the rest of your life if it was one of those values?
I think it's a lot, you know, the age that I was at that particular time. I was 46, you know, grew up in the 60s and 70s hunting with my dad, orange, safety orange and safety glasses and that type of stuff was just unheard of then. And I grew up in that culture, and that's there again, that's that culture we were raised in. But when I went to the power plant, they had a different culture out there. They had a safety culture, and I thought, well, it's just for the power plant. It's not away from the power plant that I have to worry about, because we talk about safety all the time where we work. But when we get away from work, we don't want to think about it.
One of the other things I know you experienced after this happened was there was a lot of support from friends and family. It sounds like overwhelming support that even took you by surprise. What was one of the lessons you learned out of that experience?
Well, just working, you know, at the power plant those 26 years, you build a family relationship with the people you work with every day. And just to see and to understand how what happened to me and our family affected all my friends at the power plant, away from the power plant, it just affected them in an unbelievable way. Some guys used to talk that what happened to me changed their whole life, the way they viewed life, because they said they realized right quick, if it could happen to me and my son, it could happen to them. And so they said they had to, you know, reevaluate what they were doing at work and away from work.
So now you travel around the country and you talk to a lot of businesses, and the focus of your presentation is it's not just about me. What do you hear from people once they've heard your story?
The people, that's so much of our nature, I think, to think that everything is based around us or me. And when I was laying there in the hospital and I finally come to in ICU, and they told me how many people were outside in a waiting room. There were 72 people that the nurse told me in the waiting room. And that's when it just come to me that this accident or what happened to me is not just about me. And that's the reason I come up with that name, NJAM, and all it is an acronym. It's not just about me, because I realized then how this was going to affect my wife, our daughter, of course our son that was involved in it, and on top of that, our friends. You know, it just, people were just crushed by what happened, because they viewed this as a double tragedy. Not only I lost my eyesight, but they knew how I lost my eyesight, and they cared as much for our son as they did for me, you know, knowing what he was going to have to live with the rest of his life.
Any other final lessons or takeaways that you would like to share for employers or people who focus on safety at their companies?
We always have this attitude, and we've heard this statement made so many times. I heard it. We hear it all the time at work. Our main goal is to send our employees back home the same way they come to work, safe. But we never encourage our employees, now you be safe at home where you can get back to work. Say, I never got to go back to work, and what I'd give to have got to go back to work, but I never got to go back to work.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.